I want you to open your Bible to Colossians chapter 1. Our approach to this particular season today is going to be a little different because we are living in a day that people need you. Say, people need me. Our thing as Christians is we have gone to prayer and we have gone to worship and we have gone to church because I need encouragement. I need strength. I can hardly make it. That has got to change. We don't worship because we need strength. We worship because He is worthy. The strength just happens to come while we worship. Our strength also comes from, ladies and gentlemen, praying in the Holy Ghost. You build yourself up in the most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. We are strengthened by His Word. The world needs us. We are God's agents. Say, I am His agent. But Jesus came into the world to give the world hope. He did. He has given the world hope. Now you and I are agents of that hope. It's not just Jesus anymore. It's about us too, because we are like Christ. The Apostle Paul says, now you are the sons of God. Yes. Wow. Someone said to me this week, said, I'm still trying to get a handle on what it means to be His daughter. I said, whoa. How do you mean? Well, I just don't know how that fits. Can you say overcoming the enemy every day of your life? Does that fit? Does this fit that you are walking in divine blessing and power because you belong to Him? See, we have a problem. We have a problem because hope has been lost, not only in the world, but in the church. Remember some time ago I taught you that hope is the blueprint for what we're believing for. But also, hope, listen to this, by definition, is what you imagine you want. Everybody say fantasia. I'm not trying to teach you an occult lesson. So just say fantasia. Say it loud. Don't be afraid of it. Do you know what that word means? It means imagination. We have lost our imagination. Faith is the substance of things you hope. Let's do the Jeff Burrell Revised Standard Version. Can we do that? I've not put it in print yet, but we'll start here anyway. Now, faith is the substance of things you imagine, the evidence of things you've not seen in the natural. Fantasia means imagination. In 1880, there was a doctor that came up with a word that didn't catch on real good, and it started coming back again in 2015. It's the word fantasia with an A at the beginning. A fantasia. Do you know what that means? Lack of imagination. Everybody say lack of imagination. The only imagination we have is stoic. We're going to fail. If anybody's going to be sick, we're going to be sick. If anybody's going to lose their job, we're going to lose their job. The thing about it is, we choose what we want to imagine. We imagine our children doing great things that they probably will never accomplish. But when it comes to spiritual things, oh, I don't know, you know, they'll just never be that way. But we want them to be these super duper kind of people when really we've never had a vision for them spiritually. And you can't be anything in the natural until you are that spiritually. Am I making any sense to anybody? Our problem is we have lost hope in a world that has no hope. The church has lost hope because all we see is virus. All we see are people that have stopped going to church. All we see are people that are confused on every side. We are depending on somebody being elected to government to change us. We are depending on some political party to bring about change. Ladies and gentlemen, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you became the agent of change. You are the light of the world. Oh my goodness, are you listening to me? Because the babe was born in a manger and he was crucified and resurrected and ascended to heaven, hope did not leave with him. Hope stayed with those who said, yes, I am going to do what Jesus did. I'm feeling pretty good today. Jesus said, whatever I did, you can do, and greater works. In other words, whatever you see, whatever you believe, based on what I've told you, you are more than conquerors through him. My goodness. I am what the world needs. Look at me. I am what the world needs. You are what the world needs. Oh, you really think I'm what the world needs? Absolutely. Oh my. And it only takes one person with hope. Are you listening to me? The Bible says back in Noah's day, every imagination, everybody say it, imagination, or every fantasia of man was continually evil. Oh, this is getting worse. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. There's another variant that's getting worse. Look who's in government. Oh my God, it's getting worse. It's worse. It's worse. And all of a sudden, one little guy has a vision. One little man has hope because God says, Noah, build an ark. What does it look like? I'll tell you what it looks like. Can you imagine? I wonder if Noah had enough property to build this thing on. Well, I mean, he certainly had to cross somebody's property lines to build this massive boat. How did he do it? Because of the imagination that God had put in his life. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited I can hardly stand here. What the Lord wants to do November 28th is give you new eyes. He wants to give you new sight. He wants to change the imagination of your heart that's been evil, sickness, disease, doing without. Oh, maybe my child can become a great business owner, or maybe my child can become a great athlete or a great music star. No. Your child needs to become a man or woman of faith first, and then they'll become anything else. Oh, I gotta hurry. But now, Pastor, I can't do this alone. You're not going to do it alone. Because he said, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh my goodness. We've had a fantasia so long, we have lost our vision, we have lost our sight. Everybody's going to hell in a handbasket. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. No. He has come to give us hope. He has come to change our vision. We must change what we see. Do you know what I see? I see men and women getting saved. I see men and women getting filled with the Holy Ghost. I see men and women get healed. I see men and women turning their lives around. I see that. Oh man. There are some folks that just can't see. Take a woman into a house that she wants and it may look like a wreck, and she can stand there and go, I can see this fixed up. I can see these walls painted. I can see this floor. I can see. We need people of God that can see their lives and the lives of others change like that. I just don't see a way out. I just don't see how I'm going to. Is this helping anybody? I'm so excited, I can hardly stand it. Logan, God wants to give us our sight back. He wants us to imagine. Can you imagine the sick being healed? Can you imagine the lame walking? Can you imagine the alcoholic delivered? Can you imagine that? Well, I don't know. You know, where I work, it's just the same old, same old. I understand. Here's what the scripture says. Colossians 1:27, read it with me. Before we read, the Apostle Paul is saying, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know, I am like Christ. He said, I am like Christ. Do you know how he said he was like Christ? He said, I'm like Christ because I bear in my body the marks of suffering for him. And all of this is because, listen, all of this is because he is a Christian. You can't be a Christian and hide it. Nobody ever suffered for Christ by making it secret. Because where you go, if you have the eyes of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be healing the sick, casting out devils, and changing people's lives. Whew. So the Apostle Paul is saying, verse 27, read it with me. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles. To who? To the Gentiles. The glorious riches, stop right there. Some Christians hate the word rich. Well, Christians can't be rich. Sorry about you. But because of him, Robert, I have more than enough. I have more than enough. Let's go back and read it from the beginning. Read it out loud with me. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. What is this mystery? Ready? Read it. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Who? Change that word you to me. Read it again. Which is Christ in me, the hope of glory. I want you to look in the mirror when you get home, and I want you to say this. The world needs me. I have the hope of glory. Christ is in me. The people where I work need me. I am hope. Every word that comes out of my mouth to those who are lost needs to be positive. It shouldn't be, well, you know, I think Joe Biden is going to ruin the country. No, you and I are change agents. You and I are hope-filled agents. Is anybody with me? Oh my goodness. Say, I am a hope-filled agent. I'm spreading hope. well, I don't want to just go around and just run my mouth, you know, just saying stuff to make people feel good. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have him, you are not saying it to make people feel good. You're saying it because it is his word through you. I can do all things through Christ. It makes no difference what Wall Street does. It makes no difference what Washington does. It does make a difference what God does. And whatever God does, I can do. My goodness, somebody praise him. So, how am I this hope? Some of you are still sitting there going, me? See, our problem is we've not seen past Bethlehem. We've not even seen past Calvary. We've not seen past the resurrection. We're still at the tomb going, oh, there he was. He was there, and now he's gone. Where is he gone? No. You need to go to the upper room and get full of the Holy Ghost. And then you need to come out of that upper room, and you need to go throughout the whole world and just start little fires everywhere you go. That means you need to go start a church. It means you need to get other people caught on fire. Woo! I'm kind of feeling Pentecostal today. How do you know I have hope? What does this look like? Well, first, say this with me. We are people of hope because we have heart. We're people of heart filled with godly courage, compassion, and encouragement. When the world talks to me, my word's going to encourage them. Not, I had the Lord just really correct me about this, and I guess this is why I'm so excited about it. He said, do you understand? He woke me up and said, do you understand you're the change of hope, and you're blaming everybody else for the way things are going, and I've put my word in your mouth, and you need to say it and stop this other stuff. Oh, yes, sir. I thought I was. No. Because when they say things are bad, you're going, you know what? The enemy really, he said, you need to see what I see. Am I helping anybody? See, when we talk of a person having heart, you're talking about somebody that has compassion, they understand. Having heart, my dad used to, when he would preach, he would describe it like this. Having God's heart is like owning a wrecker. One that picks up wrecks, a truck that picks up wrecked cars and carries it to the junkyard. But you're driving along and you're a wrecker and you see somebody in the ditch, and rather than carrying them to the junkyard, you pull them out and take them to the repair shop. Your hope, your heart, say I'm hope because I have heart. I have compassion, I have courage. I'm not gonna stop. I'm not going to give up. Oh, you have a disease. Yeah, probably. But my God shall meet this need. And I'm going to just say what the Hebrew boy said to King Nebuchadnezzar. If he doesn't deliver us from the fire, he's going to deliver me out of your hands. Do you understand that? Do you understand that the goal here is to get away from you, Bubba? And if it's through the fire, that's how it's going to happen. But you know what? They came walking out, and God gave them Nebuchadnezzar because they were agents of hope. Oh, I got to hurry. Some of you are going to sleep on me. I got to hurry. I have hope because I have heart. Secondly, we're people of hope because we are obedient to his word. We're obedient to his word. His word, 1 Peter 1, verses 2 and 14, tells me that God's word is in me, and therefore I obey that word. And his word is, there's hope. What can you see? I see your needs met. I see your children saved. I see your family born again. I see you well. I see your children doing well. Oh my goodness. Yeah, but you know, you just don't understand. You don't understand. These kids have had such a bad life. Can I tell you real quick again the story of a little Daryl that my mom and dad considered adopting? Can I tell you real quick? Daryl's mom didn't want him or his brother. They'd put him in a bathtub of hot water and beat them with rosebush sticks. When Daryl, as a little boy, took his shirt off the first time and I saw the scars on his back, it flipped me out as a little kid, and I ran to my mom. I said, "What is wrong with Daryl and Danny's back?" And she told me. Mom and Dad had been keeping Daryl and Danny. And one day a call came. Said, "Pastor Burrell, are you going to adopt these boys?" He said, "I'm still thinking about it." They said, "Well, we have a family in Atlanta, Georgia that wants them, sight unseen. Because they've said they've prayed and they know God wants them to have these children." I remember us taking Danny and Daryl to his new home, and that gentleman came running out of that huge mansion. I mean, it looked like something from the Beverly Hillbillies kind of mansion. He grabbed those two boys and tears were flowing down his face. This is what I remember him saying. "I have seen," and he called his name, and I'll just use Jones. "Jones and Sons on my office building ever since the Lord put you in my heart." Everything that I have is yours. Today, Danny and Daryl run a major corporation out of Atlanta, Georgia, because a dad had Fantasia authored by the Lord. And he was obedient to his word. Your heavenly Father has said, "You don't understand. I see this as Jehovah and family." Is this helping anybody? We can give the world hope because we have heart and because we're obedient to the Lord. We're people of hope because we are a people of prayer. James 5:16 says the effective prayer of a righteous man makes a lot happen. I don't just think positive things. I get those positive thoughts from my heavenly Father. Who do you want me to encourage today? Who do you want me to bless today? How can I encourage someone? I know. Yeah, people even get that way in church. You know, church, I just don't like it anymore. Church is just church. You got to change what you see. I'm not coming to hear pastor. I'm coming to honor him. Ladies and gentlemen, we can cry, "Oh, there needs to be altars back in church." Don't cry about a bench in a church until you put it back in your house. I'm a person of heart. I'm a person that's obedient. I'm a person that prays and praises. Remember, we said prayer involves praise, worship, adoration. Lastly, are you ready for this? We are people of hope because we are a people that are engaged. We, as the church in Acts, go about doing good. Why? Acts 26:26 says, we're doing this thing outside. We're not going to hide it. Say, we're not going to hide it. I don't care what woke thinks or says. What we have wasn't done in a corner. This happened long before woke. If my being full of hope bothers you, it's just going to have to bother you. If me believing that things are going to get better, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, you don't need more rights from Washington. All of the rights you've ever needed are right here. And nothing by any means shall hurt you. I am engaged. I am engaged with community. I am engaged with my family. I'm not going to tell everybody else to pray when I never pray with my house. I'm not going to tell everybody else to read the Bible as a family until I do. Is this helping anybody? You are the result of the hope that came that night in Bethlehem. That same hope that was wrapped up in him when you made him Lord of your life is now in you. Listen to me. You and I are the hope of the world. You know what folks are saying about Christianity today? They're saying, I don't want to be a part of that. They look like the most unhappy people on the planet. They sound the most afraid and the most scared of any group. They got to be talking about somebody else because that's not me. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not afraid of that. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I have fun living for him. Do you? Oh, man. You are the hope this world needs. Well, what the world needs is Jesus. Do you know how they're going to get that? Colossians 1:27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Oh my goodness. You are a change agent. Maybe the change needs to start with you. Maybe you've lost your fantasia. See, imagination comes from God. You know why the earth was created? Because he saw it and spoke it. Well, I just see my children, I just see my children. You need your eyes healed. I see my children blessed and working for God and full of the Holy Ghost and lifted up. If they work in a corporate office building, they're going to be the most effective people there. And I want to tell you, there are folks that are full of this hope that companies are doing good because believers are there. Are you listening to me? We are going to change the world through Jesus. Why do you think he said, go into all the world and preach the what? The good news, the gospel. You can't do that if you can't see it. Just let it sink in. What do you see? Stand, please. What do you see? I don't mean at all to make this humanistic, but I really feel in my spirit we need to start saying this. When folks say the world needs Jesus, we need to hear the world needs me. But I didn't die for him. No, he died for them. I didn't die for him. But I want to tell you, he's here. And I want to give him away. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Do you know when you reach out and put your arms around the other teammates and pray, you're not just praying to win. Giving hope. Are you hearing me? When's the last time you prayed for the folks you work with? When's the last time you wrote down the names on a prayer list of the people you work with and begin to pray with them? Oh, that doesn't work. Yes, it does. You are an agent of hope. Oh my God. This month, we're going to learn we're agents of hope. We're agents of peace. We're agents of joy. We're agents of love. It begins with me. It begins, I am the world's Jesus with a face. You need to think differently when you sing that old song. And he walks with me and he talks with me. Listen. And tells me I am his own. I am his change agent. You're the hope. You're the hope. You're the hope. You're the hope. Do you understand that? You're the hope. You're the hope. Oh, but I'm too old. Noah was 500. Would you just, where you're standing, make where you are the altar. Just right where you are. I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to pray in your own way as I pray. Pray silently as I pray. Father, this is a service. Of anointing. This is a commissioning service, November 28, 2021. That we're going to stop just pointing people to a manger. We're going to point them to the living Christ that is in us. Christ in me, the hope the imagination of glory. Heal our eyes today, Father, that we may begin to imagine great and mighty things based on your word, not some outlandish something, but imagine your word coming alive in our lives as we go throughout the world. When we walk into stores, when we walk into schools, we are hope. We're heart, compassion, courage, and encouragement. We're obedient to the voice of the Lord, showing love to everyone. We're people of power and prayer. And when they ask us to pray, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man gets it accomplished. Because, Father, we are agents of heaven who are engaged with our family. We're engaged in the community as individuals, not as a location on the corner of Kylo Church Road and 400. We are engaged wherever we are. In the name of Jesus, thank you for opening our eyes. We see our children saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in the Word, victorious. We thank you that we see our homes blessed and productive. No matter what that home looks like, it's blessed and productive. Because you've always seen heaven as Jehovah and family. May we see that way today, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you just lift your hands for a moment and give praise to the Lord? Father, I praise you. I glorify you because I am hope to this world because of Christ. I am hope because of Christ. Not in myself, not because I'm cool, not because I know so much of the Bible, but because your Holy Spirit works through me and I use what I know to bless people. I know your word not to be a show off, but to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I see a victory. I see a victory. I don't see defeat. I see a victory in every area of my life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.